can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got good tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake dead to be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. On the end of the week, family, here we are once again. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, Watching for Jesus. And family, today I'm going to talk about the age of deception. We're going to talk about the age of deception and what the news is really coming through. Family, the plane is lost, right? Malaysia plane that's got going around, well, they've come up with a place where it's at now. They think they know where it's at. But what they're not telling you on the mainstream media is what's sneaking up on you. See, what they're going to try to do is tie this lost plane with extraterrestrial nonsense. You see. They're going to link it together with down there in Florida where everything allegedly disappears and what have you, and all this other sort of alien such and such, and that's what they got you going on. Everybody's aboard this plane because it's mysterious. It attracts attention. You see, and keeps everybody's eyes off the ball. Well, while this is all going on, and people are working, and they're doing their little lives at their homes and what have you, well, they're working on the new age. The ones that's going to bring up the Ashtar command. You know, you'll find that in the Bible, Ashtaroth command. Ashtaroth is in the Bible. So they've taken that name, Ashtar, and made it with a Ashtar command. You know, like Battlestar Galactica? So they're building their support in this age of deception with the new age upcoming religion. That's what the Pope's all about. It's what Obama's all about. Oh, yeah. There's going to be a re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. That's in their planning process. It's in their textbooks. To re-spiritualize the Roman Catholic Church. But first, the Pope has got to pull everybody in for a world religion. Roman Catholics won't know what hit them. Christians will be lost. Because what they're going to do, this is documented, Signs of Christ, Harold Balliaz, is a textbook of the Illuminati. Not well known, and it's not supposed to be. Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz, blue hardback. And it is their textbook. There's actually several. It talks about a realization of the Roman Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, to confirm it for you, if you look up Helena Blavatsky, she's the one that brought in the first phase of the New Age movement. The New Age movement isn't new. It's called the New Age, just as a terminology. You actually can trace it back, going back to Nimrod, after the flood. Because, you know, before the flood, there wasn't anybody left alive, except for eight. So after the flood, there was eight people came off that big old boat. Japheth, the son of Noah, went north of the one piece of land called Earth. Ham went south, southernmost part, the southwest part of what was one piece of land called Earth. And Shem stayed kind of in the middle, where the Middle East is. And the United States, by the way, as part of this one piece of land, was more west of where Shem settled, where today it's called the North American continent. You see, as one piece of land, one language, one culture. Bible confirms it. Scientists don't have a clue. As proven by the different theories they have, because they don't know. Theory means we have an idea, but we don't know. That's all a theory is anyway. The Bible trumps them 10,000 times. But all this has everything to do, going back to those days. But the age of deception on us today, I'm going to talk about it. How the media is controlled. We'll get to that part. All this is connected. People don't like to hear about it. But family, they're sneaking up on you. Bad. Americans, they're right on your tail. They're right on your tail big time. And those of you that believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, man, you better buckle up. Just like they tell you in the car, because you're heading for a crash. And in your lives, I can tell you right now, in your lives, God's going to turn up the frequency. You're going to get some heat. Because we've been practicing now, those that's been following me for a couple years now, right? Well, we're heading toward graduation. God's going to use you. Some are going to be martyrs. Some are going to be evangelists. Some are going to be teachers. Some are going to be caretakers. Some will, it's just all kinds of different ways that you'll be brought into this drama that's coming. It's like a choo-choo train. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast right now. And then we're going to bring it to bear about this age of deception. And that's kind of what I'm calling today. Sometimes I don't even know what I'm going to name it. I just go with the flow. I call it the age of deception and humanist manifesto for now. Because that's what we're under. It's not Sharia law. Family, Muslims, you Muslims, you're going to get targeted bad by your own imams are going to take you out because a lot of them are Freemasons. Yeah, about that. Al Banna in the 1920s, who founded the Muslim Brotherhood, was an Egyptian Freemason. The royal family, which are really Jewish merchants, as their background goes all the way back. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sure are. I'd venture a guess, the tribe of Dan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Family, people knew the background of all things going on today. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Mm-mm-mm. It upturned everything that we think we know. All you got to do is connect the dots. Indians, Mexicans, Middle Easterners, you notice they have the same kind of skin color, the same kind of features to a certain extent, depending, but they're on the same ley lines. That's important to know. And did you know that when Shem settled in the middle part of the ley lines of the earth, and Americas are adjacent to two, or at least is, it was at that 1.1 piece of land. Did you know that Shem laid the bloodline for Jesus Christ? That Jesus Christ looked more Arab than anything else? Now, if you white folk got a problem with that, I don't know what to tell you. But facts are the facts. Look at your map. Water, God raised the water table at the time in about the 10th generation after Nimrod to separate and divide the land when he divided the people. After Tower of Babel, changed the languages, remember that? Do you not notice that people who live in certain parts of the earth have similar skin color? And the ones way up north are white folk. One's middle or bronze color, and further down you go get blacker. It's just about skin color. So what? You're still human. Still have a soul. Still have a connection to the body. But mankind, because of their prejudices and biasness and Satan's way of dividing everybody, has caused wars, racial, boundaries, flags, sovereignty, patriotism, was all created by Satan to have us fight each other. Have pride in America. Have pride in your pride. That's against the Bible, pride. Pride goes before the fall. Satan fell because he had pride. Now, if you want to go against the Bible, go on ahead. Oh, I'm definitely a part of it. You see, I'm definitely a part of it. I grew up as a U.S. Marine, pretty much. And I didn't learn a lot of this till later, how we've been deceived from the day one. And primarily pulpits of the churches. And the government, oh, well, that goes without saying. You see, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And I'm going to lay down the, you know, what's going on. But don't take my word for anything. You do your own research. You do your own research. Never less than three sources. I mean, not just three, but more, but never less than three sources, none connected, and you do your own research. You become your own expert. But more than that, more important than that, as you develop your own relationship through the Holy Spirit with the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't need a preacher, you don't need a rabbi, you don't need a priest or a pope. You need just you and your heartfelt desire to want to be with the Lord and Savior, and that's all you need. Is you bring yourself up through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and become born again. And that's open to 9 billion people, or how many they think they have on the planet. Every human being will be offered that opportunity, because Jesus Christ will not come back until everyone's heard the gospel, even on their deathbed or whenever. But God knows the heart more than anybody. Nobody else knows the heart. All we can go on is by the fruits and actions and what people say and what they do. But we're not to judge other people. But you are to correct and rebuke. And that includes preachers that talk out of the Bible. You can correct them or just walk out of the church. They don't afford the respect when they start going against the Bible. I leave right then and right there. When they start going against the Bible, I'm out of there. I'm done. I'm going, excuse me. I'm going through the pulpits. I'm out of here. Because they're lying to the nations. You get a good preacher with a King James Bible, you stick around. But the rest, I'm telling you, and this is the highest level. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to talk about some political issues and really how they got this set up today. And I got some shocking stuff to tell you, I suppose. And I always include past quotes I've brought up before, but then I always bring in new information. And I got to lay the groundwork and the basis. Let's begin. Lord, we dedicate this program to you, Father. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we call upon you, Lord, today to give us discernment and wisdom. Forgive us, Lord, of our thoughts that stray away. But, Father, we call upon you, the Holy Spirit, to give us that strength, that wisdom that we're going to need to get through these times of interruption, these times of testing, that, Lord, we can spread the gospel to others. Lord, to give us patience, give us resolve and courage. Lord, to stand the test that comes. Lord, to give us humility, but give us strength. And Father, we can withstand this. And do thy will, not our will be done. We pray, Father, for our brethren that we've prayed for in the past. The family members we've prayed for of Jane's family and Tom's family. Lord, that their family members will be healed. And the family members will be brought together. We pray, Lord, that you'll use these crises and families for your glory. And will be used for good, not evil, not bad, not tragedies that will be left people behind, but tragedies will be used for your glory to bring people to you and to spread the gospel. Lord, we pray for those that's being identified, those children, family members, or adults that are being identified for sacrifice, that's being abducted for these coming holidays that's coming up. These holidays of the occult during the month of March and April, especially, Father, this week. And Father, you'll find a way to get those children released and those to be protected, Lord. And Father, we need that Holy Spirit to come down upon this nation. Lord, to touch the hearts and convict those that are running away, that, Father, they may be saved. We pray for miracles today of the Holy Spirit to come into our families. To bring the awareness and idea, bring the awareness, Lord, and the focus to your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we do thank you for the King James Bible, the true Word of God. And Father, this is why we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, and you know, concerning this plane, there's an article came out. It's in the background. It's like message from Matthew and Ashtar by a channel or whatever, Senator Susie Ward or something, March the 20th, as yesterday, 2014, about the missing Malaysia airline. Now, I saw some news in some places I went earlier today, and they're talking about an earthquake around the same place that it occurred. The missing plane with these 20 scientists and experts, whatever, aboard it. And Chinese inventors or something another. And everybody's want to know where they are, assuming it actually took off in the first place, by the way. Well, this little article is being circulated with which folks. And this one named Stephen, whatever. A special message by Matthew, naturally, and Ashtar present a different perspective to this Malaysian Airlines. As presented by, well, they say Archangel Michael and Ashtara over the past days. They're talking about channeled by fallen angels and demons is what they're talking about. But family, these people take it serious. And this is what's sneaking up on folks that people ain't finding out. They ain't realizing it. And we bring in again Sananda Emmanuel. This so-called message from Matthew and Ashtar received by this channeler. They always start off with this lukewarm, touchy-feely kind of approach. Quote, with loving greetings from all souls of this nation, this is Matthew, and now I shall speak only for myself. When the Malaysian aircraft went missing, I was assisting, oh, here we go, get your boots on. I was assisting a civilization in another galaxy and had no knowledge of the event until 3 days later, when my mother first heard about it and asked me what I knew. Thereupon, I contacted a colleague in, are you ready for this, Nirvana, whose investigation disclosed the three persons had been in the airplane immediately prior to arriving in Nirvana on the day the plane disappeared. My colleague told me their records show that they died of natural causes in accordance with their soul contracts. He couldn't verify that they were on the plane in question. Shall I continue? So we're getting into this new age. And you think, aren't you being a little bit out in left field? No. Especially since you had one of the, actually, there was a call on some of the major news networks that there's a call pretty much that these people were taken, and there it was, I can't think of the name exactly right now, but it's a call by, is it Franklin Graham or another celebrity, that this is equivalent to the rapture. See, they're going to start sneaking in, and the news media will come up with disappearing people because this one called LaHaye, he works for the Council of National Policy. You know LaHaye, right? Left Behind. The pre-trib rapture, folks. Well, see, nobody knows when the rapture is going to happen in the first place. So there's no sense in arguing pre-trib, mid-trib, pre-wrath, or whatever. Because nobody knows. You have scripture supports all three positions, including post-trib, rapture, or whatever. But everybody has a particular potential area they go to describe it. And they'll stand on it. And they'll argue it. And they'll get mad at you. And they'll block you and all kinds of things, see. Everybody's dogmatic about something they don't really know about. So they're stuck on this pre-trib. Well, when I was looking into the pre-trib idea, rapture, I knew LaHaye, who wrote the book series, he is a Mason, and he is in the Council of National Policy. And the Council of National Policy, it is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, which is the Illuminati in the United States. Now, there's a problem, a big one. You got Pat Robinson, you got Missler, you got Palin, you got the whole lot of them. The Eastern Stars, or whatever they are, they've taken a blood oath against mankind to lie. Because of the blood oath. There's a problem there. Freemasons, what are you doing? You know when you took the first degree that blood oath of having your tongue torn out by the roots, having your throat slit across, not to reveal secrets? You got to be kidding me. Families have been going on for generations of families. The wife says, huh, where you been to the night at the lodge? What did y'all talk about? I can't talk about it. You're keeping secrets from your families. The lodge isn't worth that. When you keep the secrets away, what's the problem with keeping it? What's the problem with letting the secret out with a family member? It's a problem there. Well, every president, except a handful, were all Freemasons. Saddam Hussein was a Freemason. I wonder where he is today, what island he's resting on. Leonard Horowitz is a Knight of Malta. George Bush, Kerry, his cousin. John Kerry is a cousin of George Bush. They all both are skull and bones. Colin Powell, Kerry, Dole, Romney. They're all cousins in the same family group of the Revealing Bloodline. There's a problem there, family. There's a problem. Putin and Obama, they work together. It's all scripted out. You see, this is the game they're playing. So they're going to bring in this rapture thing. And link it up to this Malaysian flight that's being missing. You see? And that's part of what they're doing. And when they link it up together, family, look for this one named Sananda. You can look him up right now. The one named Sananda Emmanuel. Yeah, it was Billy Graham's daughter who compared the missing plane with the rapture. Family, get your knee-high boots on. They're coming. It's a fake rapture coming. It does appear to be a fake rapture they're preparing. It would be orchestrated, holograms, mass media control. And they're going to insist on a pre-trib rapture, and they will not take anything less than that. If it happens, family, if they actually pull this off, then they're going to link it to disclosure. And that's when Sananda Emmanuel will come out of the woodwork. If you look up Sananda Emmanuel right now as Ascended Master, you'll find out that looks just like the Jesus you think you're worshiping. It's coming, family. Those real Christians, those speaking out, they can be taken also to shut them up. Because if you understand who these people, and they say, we are your creators. That's what they're going to say. The Bible's been misused and abused, misinterpreted. And you start preaching out against it, they got to shut you down. Now, can you imagine Christians that's led to believe in these mega churches, LaHaye groups, Hagen, Hagee, and all these, Billy Graham even supports aliens in space. 1997 confirms what he said. He believed in an interview. He said that, yeah, there's millions and millions of planets, and it's arrogant of us to think that we're the only one. Well, what about original sin? Did Adam and Eve sin cover the entire universe? Or is it just the earth that's cursed? I'd love to ask some of these people these questions. You see, because they're all setting you up for this lie about aliens out there. Because when that happens and they say we are in contact with your government, they're going to shut down the TVs of whatever program you're watching. And it's going to come on your screen. Boom. We have a special announcement, and it's going to be made public to the sleepy public out here, which is about 90%. And get ready. So if there's a fake rapture, and there's those that's going to the megachurches, believe themselves to be Christian, and they're not taken, because it's fake rapture. Can you imagine the falling away? It will be massive. Massive. They say in this little piece here that's going out to their New Agers, which is becoming the majority. By the way, tell Hard Day Chardin, a Jesuit priest, Roman Catholic, is the father of the New Age movement. He developed it for decades in the Catholic Church as their ace in the hole to pull out. That's a fact. Look it up right now. I'm not playing around. I'm not whistling Dixie and trying to make some kind of sensational claim. I'm telling you what they're getting ready to do. I can't tell you the time frame. I'm telling you what they're getting ready to do. They say, quote, all persons aboard the missing airliner were relocated to a small planet that approximates your atmosphere, and to some extent the topography and inhabitants are fairly similar to your population appearance. The plane was dematerialized after it had been disembarked. Family, this is serious stuff they're talking about. This is not some tabloid. Because they're setting it up for the New Agers first before they break it to the public. Telepathic communication, universe-wide, and it just kills my appetite. They're going to sneak it on you. And these channelers, the Dalai Lama, your monks up there in the Himalayas, they're channelers. That is their purpose. I received another article. I get people that listen to the broadcast, and they send me articles that either substantiate, or they find out, Tom, you're wrong, and I'll say why, and they'll say whatever. That's okay. I'll look it up. Or they'll say, Tom, you're right, and we found some stuff to support you. That's how it works. It's okay with me. Well, they found one where a Christian group had found out by a study, that the yoga, as I've been saying for the longest time, is linked up to demonic possession and channeling. That's what yoga is all about. You darn right, it makes you feel good. It opens up those, what do you call them, the chakras? They're real. But the knowledge of good and evil, Satan's used this to steer people to become their own god. Everybody wants to be a god. Oh, we got Melchizedek University, for goodness sakes. Saint Germain. They got universities that teach you how to be a god. Shirley MacLaine, yeah, you know, family, it's a serious stuff. Everybody's too busy until they roll it up upon you, you see. So this plane, even by Billy Graham's daughter, says a missing plane, she's linked it up to the rapture. And you connect all these dots, names, places, organizations, you find out it's a fraud. A fraud being played on American people. Look up the day of this declaration. Share International. Maitreya. They're going to sneak it in on you. Now, some speculation here that I've heard more than once, but I have to say it's speculation, is that this one named Sananda, Emmanuel, the one that looks like Jesus Christ, that we think is Jesus Christ, that's Sananda. If they have a fake World War III, we come on the verge, and even Obama himself said, we're so close to nuclear exchange. Really? Doesn't seem like anybody else is concerned about it. What all they do in the United States in the 1950s, it puts you through drills. Everybody's had bomb shelters and kids hiding under desks and all this. Today, if you said we're as close as we ever can be with nuclear exchange, some of these people don't even know what we're talking about. But those who watch TV and news, they said, well, I heard Obama saying that. So divided. they appeal to all the classes of society, and the ones, 80-90%, aren't even paying any attention at all. But the wakey, sleepy ones are going to be waking up. It's down the road. But those that are speaking out can be expected to be taken around 2 to 4 o'clock in the morning. They'll know your parent patterns and habits. And they'll take you to deep underground military bases, shut you up, and get rid of you. All I can say is thank you very much. So what? Those that think themselves saved, be left behind, will lose their faith, thinking the UFOs are the reality, and Sanan d'Emmanuel, the false prophet, the real false prophet, not the Pope, is actually an alien after all. Family, this has been set up since 1897. John Dewey, the father of American education, he is part of the planning. I'm not talking about tabloid. I'm talking about international. This UFO lie. H.G. Wells was a Freemason. 1897, he wrote the novel War of the Worlds. You know what that was for? That was for predictive programming to get the thought pattern toward aliens. 1890s. That was what that was for. And it worked. Look up the silent film Metropolis. You'll find Dead Slaves. It was a silent film. And you'll find transhumanism is also covered in this one with a mechanical person, like the Tin Man. But it's a woman. Y'all. Oh, that's another story. We'll get to that later. In 1917, and I've said this more than once, but it kind of fits in right now. In 1917, John Dewey, the father of American education, he set us up for it. He was in the planning process, early 20s. And I know that my regular listeners, you've heard me say this dozens and dozens of times, but I'm going to say it again. That John Dewey said, he got a quote that Reagan parrots 5 different times in administration, in front of the UN, in front of a graduating class. Oh, he's not shy about it. And John Dewey said, I quote, "Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. And in the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose." John Dewey, 1917, no less. And Reagan knew this when he started setting up Star Wars. You see, it's all been in the planning process all along.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat?
And more secure for you and your children. I couldn't help at one point in our discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held, if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet, outside in the universe. We'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on this earth together.
So you see, family, that was a coded message. He tries to make it, he plays it off as it's part of the message, but he knows deep down that's what they're setting up. And 21 May 1991, Kissinger, who's head of the Star Group, Star Group has insurance, banking, it's got eugenics, it's got HARP, which goes into the scientific achievement there, the high-level science, is HARP is underneath it, and several other, there's like five different agencies underneath the Star Group. Kissinger said at the Bilderberg meeting in Avignon, France, he said 21 May 1991, quote, today, and this is a kind of a metaphor, but it's, he's actually serious about this, but he's referenced to today, not today like on 21 May. But he says, today Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Hint, hint. Tomorrow they would be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. And the one thing that every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being and granted to them by their world leaders, world government, unquote. Now, watch this. In 1783, we became a corporation, never a government, never a country. We didn't win that war in 1700s. We lost bad. We became subjugated under the monarchy. But it was kept secret by the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, to keep you in subjugation and never revealed even in history books. At the Paris Peace Treaty, 1783, King George III became the Prince of the United States Incorporated. We are today a corporation. We are today a colony of England. Canada is a colony of England. British Israel is a colony of England, and Australia is nothing more than a colony of England. And that's a fact documented. Now, these lying judges that are Freemasons, that are Knights of Malta, are warlocks also, some of them. I know two of them in Winder, Georgia, by the way. Will not tell you the truth because when they come out of these legalistic schools, they're given a blood oath not to tell you the truth about where we are. Now, that being said, in 1783, we became a corporation. King George, the losing king, yeah. He became Prince of the United States Incorporated, and we had to pay back the debt. Now, if we won the war, why we got to pay the debt back? Yeah. They gave D.C. over as collateral for the bank loan we got as a nation, which really a colony continue our government. Under a 70-year bank cycle. Now, I'm heading somewhere with this now. 70-year bank cycle. Collateral was Washington, D.C. That's why it's called the District of Columbia. Why wouldn't it be Washington, Virginia? Yeah, because it's not part of Virginia. It's not even part of this colony. It belongs to the Vatican as collateral for the debt. That's a fact now. So add 70 years onto it, and they know that bank cycle, like a 7-year bankruptcy for you, well, for the country, well, for the colony, to continue government. See, the real government is kings and queens, not presidents. Presidents are nothing. Prime ministers, nothing. Putin's nothing. Prime ministers and presidents, they kowtow to the royal families. The whole world's been lied to. You see, about the power structure and so forth. So, Add 70 years to 1789. What do you get? No, I won't play the Jeopardy theme. You get 1859. Just in time for a Civil War. Hey, imagine that. And a Civil War that was controlled by the national powers because the French was on the south side, in matter of speaking, and the Germans were on part on the north side to make sure that America didn't break away from the debt. And it would kill each other, just like they're setting up today there, Freemasons. Civil War? Oh, yeah. Y'all just going to do it, aren't you? You're not going to question the secret societies, are you? No. No. So 1859 was going to be the end of the 70 years. So they get another war. You need money. See, that's why they kill Lincoln. Lincoln was going to have her own money, greenbacks. He was pulling away from him. He wasn't a Freemason. And he's going to pull away and say, you know, I'm going to do the right thing. Lincoln, you can't do that. Well, I'm going to do it. That's what exactly what JFK is going to do. You see, God's in control. He turns people's hearts. He gives them courage to step away from Lucifer's plans. And those on the side of Lucifer, he turns them over to power lust. God's in control, man. They're not in control. You understand? The greater is he is in you. And he's in control of this. So at the end of 70 years, they need another loan. We got a war. We're broke, man. We're dead broke. And we're taking off the gold standard. Well, later. Hold on. So there you go. We got 70 more years to go, and we need collateral. Well, 13 states was given to the UN. Oh, they'll claim them here later in the North American continent. That's coming later. But anyway, 13 states was given to the money powers in the 1860s as collateral. That got us another 70 years. 1929. What do you know? Just in time for a pre-orchestrated, planned Great Depression. In the middle of it, pretty much, was a planned military coup. General Butler. What a coincidence that was. A civil war between veterans of the old war wanting their money and veteran and new military under the control of both majors MacArthur and Patton, Blackjack Pershing and Eisenhower, routed them out by bayonet, our own troops against our own troops. Does that sound a bit familiar? They're going to catch Butler in the act. He was going to be given $60,000 to lead a revolt against FDR. I've played this before. In the same time, FDR is going to lead us to a dictatorship. I got a slam dunk quote by FDR himself saying this. Behind closed doors, Senator Lundeen provides the message from his diary, this quote in his diary, March 4th, 1939. To hell with American people, he said. That's the real FDR. Oh, this is slam dunk. I'm sorry, but it is. He's going to declare a martial law and dictatorship and confiscate everything he needed for a true and forceful dictatorship. Unquote. Oh, yeah. But it failed to happen. So, moving on. Yeah, see, they keep losing because God's in control. So, what happened? Tack on 70 years to 1929, what y'all get? You get 1999, don't you? Yep. My calculator says that. 1999, the end of 1999. No more collateral. Oh, whoa. Back up. Let's go back. 1929, 70-year bank cycle. We needed loan, right? Yep. And got it, right? Yep. FDR's New Deal was a failure. So the Vatican gave us a loan. Bretton Woods is coming up. Oh, yeah, they got it all worked out. In any case, I need collateral, they say. Well, we got collateral. Now, those of you who don't know, hope you're sitting down. Because collateral for the next 70-year bank cycle was every American citizen bonded for $1 million as a debt slave based on your birth certificate. That's what it was for. And then later came the Social Security number is your serial number. So that $1 million to pay off your debt because FDR took us off the gold standard in preparation for the dictatorship. And you as a debt slave, and you are today, right now. Your mother, your grandmother, and great-grandmother goes back then when they were born, however far back it goes, was made a debt slave at a $1 million trust based on the birth certificate that's held at the IMF, and you individually are traded on the stock market as if you're on a soapbox being auctioned off. And American people don't know this. And this is a fact. And FDR took us off the gold standard, which means the money is not worth 2 cents. Has no gold backing on it. And they're trying to sell you gold on these shows? Yeah, they're going to confiscate the gold when they declare martial law, dictatorship. They're going to confiscate that gold, make it illegal to use. That's why I couldn't do it on those networks I was on. I couldn't sell that stuff because I knew that I'd be lying to you, and I ain't going to do it. Because they will confiscate the gold. If you try to use it, your neighbor will turn you in. I got my own network, because I can tell you. You understand? That's exactly what FDR was going to do. That was the most evil presence we've ever had. Besides Nixon and Reagan, Carter, Clinton, Bush, LBJ. Most of them were Masons except for Kennedy. And Lincoln. And they're all family members too, by the way. But moving right along here. So, 1929, every American citizen is made the debt slave. This is a fact, family. And they had a remedy. A remedy was you submitting your accepted for value. So, to clear off of your $1 million trust, to pay off your debt, look up accepted for value. They had a remedy for it, but they kept it secret from you. You submit the contract for your house, your car, bills, all to be paid off for that $1 million bank, but they don't tell you about that. And those that are going to find out about it, they made it difficult for you to gather and actually submit these as bills of lading. Well, they found out about this in 2002 and 3 and 4 time frame, and there were people out there teaching you how to get it. 2006 and 7, it was working. 2010, they had to slow things down because people realized they could get their debts paid off by this trust that they had in the secret treasury account. You look it up, you'd be shocked. So 1999, added on 70 years, 1929, the final bank cycle, supposed to end December 31st, 1999. Watch this now. Kosovo came out then about 1993 or 4, 5, 6, Croatia, Balkans. Wesley Clark, Powder Puff Clark, General. Rhodes Scholar, Illuminati. And you watch Hillary Clinton for president a couple years, and Wesley Clarker, Rhodes Scholar, certainly Illuminati, no question, just like Jerry Boykin, who's an Isomalta. Wesley Clark will be your XO, her vice president. You watch. Well, in 1999, General Wesley Clark was considering run for president of the United States. A little predictive programming, huh? In 29 June, around 2003, former President William Jefferson Clinton, Illuminati, member of Bilderberg, and also a Rhodes Scholar, stated that Wesley Clark would make a fine president. Excuse me, I need a drink of water on that one. Oh, that felt better. But there's something about Wesley Clark you need to know. He was a poster child for everything that's wrong with the General Officer Corps, exclaimed one colonel who had occasion to observe Clark in action, citing other examples. He commanded 1st Cavalry Division at Fort Hood, 1992 to 1994. At the beginning of the Kosovo conflict, this one article talks about how he delved into the military career, this one colonel, of Wesley Clark, and discovered his meteoric rise through the ranks derived from successful manipulation of appearances, faking the results of combat exercises, greasing to superiors, which most of them do nowadays, and offer practices common in the General Officer Corps. He says, he goes on to say, we correctly predicted the unspinnable realities of a real war would cause him to become unhinged, given that Clark attempted to bomb the CNN bureau in Belgrade and ordered the British, listen carefully, and ordered the British General Michael Jackson to engage Russian troops in combat at the end of the war. We feel events simply vindicated our forecast. That was in June 1999. I understand also that William Cohen didn't like Wesley Clark at all. And he is known as the man, as a general who's tried to start World War III. Now, I was in Kosovo myself between October 1999 and 2004, and I was very vocal. I'm actually a whistleblower. Now, 1999 was when the New World Order was supposed to take place at the end. But Wesley Clark is consorting with KLA terrorist and mafia, Hashim Tachi, Cheku, Ramush Haranai, KLA members that even killed their own Albanians, linked up to Albanian mafia. Wesley Clark is known as a man who tried to start World War III because, you see, our debt was ending in 1999. Y2K was being brought up. I was friends, close associates, you might say, on the sly, with two or three of the couple of members that were assigned in a particular area in Kosovo, my area, Russian intelligence. It was an informal agreement. I'd give them information, they'd give me information. It was illegal as a dickens. And I was also getting information from lower-level UN security officers that didn't care what was going on. It was angry about stuff that was being handled by the UN. Because I was very vocal, and I wasn't afraid to bring things out, and I did. And it cost me. Yeah. But also, I had the Italian Carabinieri that provided me information, and I kept a SIP map of all the locations of terrorist activities. Had sources in the Serbs, had sources in Albanians. I kept track of it because I was responsible for the lives of 200-300 folks that's European in my sector. I took it serious. So I had access. Well, I'm here to tell you that they had targeted silent genocide Serbs after June 1999. 1,500, I know, were murdered. Families, individuals, and even Albanians were targeted. I became friends with Muhammad Jamali. He wasn't with the Albanian terrorist or whatever. He was a patriot, tough guy. He was a member of the KLA when it was against the Serbs, but he wasn't a member of the mafia or in the Huskow or in the connection with the Ramush and all these guys that's connected to the U.S. State Department. He had his own thing going on. He was murdered about a year or 2 years after I left. But he provided me information also about their activities. Well, in 1999, General Clark, in waging modern war, as if he knew, which he didn't, General Clark wrote about his fury upon learning the Russian peacekeepers had entered the airport of Pristina. And this was before British and American forces. And in the article, the guy who's almost started World War III, August the 3rd, 1999, a UK publication called The Guardian, wrote, quote, "No sooner are we told by Britain's top generals that the Russians played a crucial role in ending the West War against Yugoslavia, then we learn that if NATO's supreme commander, the American General Wesley Clark, had had his way, British paratroopers would have stormed Pristina Airport, threatening to unleash the most frightening crisis with Moscow since the end of the Cold War. Quote, I'm not going to start World War III for you, unquote, General Sir Mike Jackson, commander of the National K-4 Peacekeeping Force, is reported to have told General Clark when he refused to accept an order to send assault troops to prevent Russian troops from taking over the airport, the airfield of Kosovo in Pristina. The Times of London reported on 23 May 2001, article titled Kosovo Clash of Allied Generals, quote unquote, that General Sir Michael Jackson was told that he would have to resign if he refused to obey an order from American commander of NATO's forces during the Kosovo War to stop the Russians from seizing control of Pristina Airport in June 1999. And so General Clark, and good for you, Michael Jackson, that you did the right thing by disobeying this illegal order from some American general named Clark. Congratulations. You had some, well, you had some bravery going on there. And good sense. Now, if General Clark had had his way, we might have gone to war with Russia. Oh, now you're getting the idea here. Or at least resurrected vestiges of the Cold War. Uh-huh. And we certainly would have hundreds, if not thousands, of casualties in an ill-conceived ground war. Now, I could go on with this, but you got the general idea. And I got some more information about Clark, but that's enough of that. Now watch this. In that same time period, around December, when all this is kind of going back and forth, now I'm there about this time. I'm physically on the boundary. My region was on the boundary of Kosovo and Serbia. You understand? So I'm up close and personal. And more than one occasion, I was surrounded with some other folks by Albanian terrorists. We're pretty much friendly, and for Serbians as well. I've been in the middle of a bunch of things, up close and personal. Threatened a few times, get to do this, do that, go here, go there, and it's a long story. But nevertheless, the only point is, I was up close and personal. So I know what I'm talking about. Well, during that period of time, I want you to hear a radio broadcast in December 1999 of something that never happened. But it was nationwide broadcast about the same time frame. Now, you tell me.
Cash machines are failing in Britain and now other European countries. They're finding large amounts of explosives in France. Vladimir Putin, who is known as Vladimir the Ruthless, and using all his profanity on national TV, you name it. We won't read the profanity here, but we've got it. This person is on an unbelievable power trip and resembles a demon. He is a creature of the IMF and the World Bank and international communism. He is a former KGB head, and this information is vital, ladies and gentlemen. We are seeing the New World Order really come out in full force. More wars than have been in the last 50 years are going on right now. The war in Chechnya is raging in Grozny with, well, reports of hundreds of thousands dying. 20,000 to 40,000 civilians trapped in the city. Russian Hinds are being shot down. Tanks are being blown to bits. Massive Grodd, unguided rocket attacks are being launched on the city indiscriminately right now. Air and artillery bombardments as well. It's absolutely out of control. It is pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give you the news first on Y2K. The newest developments, a Pennsylvania nuclear plant has been shut down. One of the main systems transferring the power from it failed, but they say it's not a Y2K problem. And the things I'm experiencing here in Austin, Texas, the shelves are empty of water and some gas stations are running out of fuel. Here in Central Texas and in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the shortwave is basically down, ladies and gentlemen. Went off right as I went on the air. The big news on Y2K. Then we'll start going to your calls. All right, let's go ahead and get to this article. Associated Press, this came out at 7:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, December 31st, 1999. Pennsylvania nuclear plant shut down. One of the two nuclear reactors at PECO Energy Co.'s Limerick Generating Station has shut down this morning after a piece of equipment failed. Company spokesman Neil McDermott said the problem was not Y2K related. It was declared an unusual event, the least serious emergency classification of a nuclear power plant. They got to have a serious emergency to shut down a plant, ladies and gentlemen. You power one down, you're not going to power it up for at least days. It was declared an unusual event. At 2:55 a.m., shutdown occurred when an insulator on the main generator transformer from Limerick 2 failed. We had reports yesterday of this. Off the record, I would not report it, but I had it from a good source, that this plant was having problem along with four other plants. I may just go ahead and report it here. What do we get good information here? This has been going on for days. From our information, it is not this transformer that they're talking about. They wouldn't just shut a plant down over that. Something serious may be going on there. So that the central government, known as the federal government, the occupational government in Washington, D.C., has set up a huge $50 million command bunker hooked into all the FEMA boxes that can take over all the shortwave broadcast and commercial AM and FM stations as well as television broadcast stations. And we hope they do not activate that. Ladies and gentlemen, police and military are on high alert, running around looking for supposed boogeymen and terrorists under every rock. Military are highly visible now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are trains of military equipment moving into Austin. Two nights ago, on Wednesday night, Fox News reported that the airport will be used as a massive holding facility for troublemakers or rioters here in Austin that has no history of riots. They need to get that country locked down so they can stage the election for Vladimir Putin. I mean, this guy is a demon. Have you seen this guy? Just how he's raging with power? I can't even keep track of all the developing news as it's coming in. I'm not even going to say it's 6 to 7 reactors across the country. I'm not even going to. It's bad, and I got this news about the Pennsylvania plant early yesterday, got it again off air. Confirmed it with someone that is 99% accurate, about like I am, trying to report the truth, and now I've got the Associated Press saying, well, they shut the whole plant down, but they call it an unusual event, the least serious emergency classification of a nuclear power plant. Well, it's got to be pretty bad for them to power a plant down. As the developments move forward with this Y2K and this gear up for clamping down in America and Russia and around the world by globalist forces, will be bringing you the news as long as we're here on the air. Now pretty much dictator and controller this is extremely serious. 2 weeks ago, Topol M, 6,200-mile super range, multiple warhead, newest design, U.S. clone technology missiles were deployed across Russia. They're mobile. These are first strike type systems. They're also designed to survive several strikes.
There's something else I want to tell you, Alex.
Well, hold on just a second.
Okay.
I mean, this is extremely serious. Again, I was getting this information, what you just said, 2 days ago, and I got it even more. I ignored it then I got it yesterday, and now it's in the Associated Press that in Pennsylvania, where you're calling from, in the city you're calling from, one of two nuclear reactors at PECO's Energy Co. Limerick Generating Station was shut down this morning after a piece of equipment failed. And they're saying it's non-Y2K related. This is just unbelievable. I know they're threatening to nuke us every single week. I've read the Associated Press, Reuters, Interfax News Agency, London Times articles here. I mean, I read Yeltsin and Jiang Zemin's quotes, the dictator of China, and they're saying, we'll nuke you. I mean, they spell it out. We will hit you with nuclear weapons. We reserve the right to hit you. 3 weeks ago, their head of their missile forces said, we reserve the right to nuke you first. Their currency is plunging. The Egyptian pound is plunging against the dollar, the Japanese yen, the Deutsche Mark, and the just all of it. And the same thing is starting to develop here in America. Many of the gas stations here in Austin have the little gloves over the pumps saying they're out of fuel. You never see this in Austin, Texas. Right here in South Austin, I've seen several stations. We don't know if this is just a Y2K that was here. Just bizarre behavior. Americans standing up as Russia threatens to attack us with nuclear weapons, as nuclear power plants, at least one, are being shut down, as the military runs around with the police and the FBI saying terrorism is imminent, absolutely out of control. Just maintain your readiness, be calm, defend your family, defend your country. But they have activated a powerful Cold War radar system in the North Pole region. That is something that is grounding out shortwave. The entire 9400 band all throughout the 9.4000 up to 9.9. I mean, the military traffic is everywhere right now, ladies and gentlemen. Scrambled. We've got superpower.
Okay. Family, none of that happened. Nothing like that happened in Kosovo. I was there personally during December of 1999 and January. So are we listening to a practice of what's going on today? You know that we're supposed to be in a new world order in January 2000? Did you all know that the World Trade Center, the Masonic cornerstone land for the World Trade Center ceremony was September the 11th, 1966. In 1966, according to the Illuminati planning process, was a major event was supposed to take place in 1966 of dedication, just like it's going on today for this equinox that's coming up. They murder hundreds and hundreds of people, children, during these equinoxes of every holiday to open up portals. Now, some of y'all that are not my regular listeners, you're going to say, what? Well, I don't know what to tell you, but I got to tell the others what they know, what they've heard, how it matches up. You see, it's all connected. It's all physics. It's chemistry. It's biology. It's Satan's way of setting up the New World Order, but he is not in charge because he's failed, and failed again. But each time they learn. Each time they build to the next. You understand? So their New World Order did not start in 2000 in 2000. In 2001, the World Trade Center was planned since 1966 to come down by a Masonic, satanic sacrifice of human beings to open up a portal. That was the purpose of World Trade Center. It wasn't Jews, wasn't Muslims. It was secret societies that sent the God of Satan. And as a matter of fact, in September 11th, 1941, was the cornerstone laid for the Pentagon. For the same reason. Are we listening to a 14-year delay of a scenario being played back in 1999 that's being taken place of now? Because you got it going on now. And the end of this bank cycle was 1999, so we have no more loan. We have no more collateral. Uh-oh. Oh, mercy. So what do we got? Oh, we have us a stimulus plan, don't we? Until we can get our you-know-what together. Because God's in control. They're not. God is. But here's the problem. The problem is, the more the country changes the laws against God, the more he pulls away, allowing more latitude for these agencies, organizations to gain more power. There's going to be an overbalance, a shift of power, and we're going down. Because as long as there's a remedy, the Constitution or even the laws of the land to support the Bible, even to support, even though they're not going by it, but the laws are there to give the opportunity. 2 Chronicles 7:14. But now you take the laws, you change the laws. Now you got a problem. You see, family, it's all connected. It's an age of deception. As a matter of fact, congressional records says, and I quote, and this stands to today, in March of 1915, this is congressional record, proves conspiracy between the powerful business and media interests. In March of 1915, the J.P. Morgan, you know, the murderers, Morgan and Churchill together took out the Lusitania, set it up for those 1,201 lives to be lost, like FDR did Pearl Harbor, and Churchill, his cousin. Look it all up. It's all there. Well, in March of 1915, quote the congressional records, the J.P. Morgan interest, steel and shipbuilding, and powder interests in their subsidiary organizations got together 12 men high up in the newspaper world and employed them to select the most influential newspapers in the United States and sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. They found it was necessary, only necessary, quote, to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest newspapers. An editor was furnished for each paper to properly supervise and edit information regarding the questions of preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of national and international nature considered vital to the interest of the purchasers. This policy also included the suppression of everything in opposition to the wishes of the interest served, unquote. Congressional records. Now, that being said, let's tippy toe on over here to the Council of Foreign Relations members. That is the Illuminati in the United States. Slam dunk. The ones below in the media, the ones below that members of Council of Foreign Relations, they won't have a clue about this. The highest level, yeah, they do. The Council of Foreign Relations members, in the media interest, includes ABC, CNN, CBS, NBC, Associated Press, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Newsweek, Washington Post, Reader's Digest, Time Magazine, or Time Incorporated. And that was in 1993. In 1990s. And so as you go along, every magazine, every one of them, all of them, including internet, alternative news on the highest level. Are y'all getting the idea here? What's really going on? that all the countries work together, the militaries work together. It's a sellout on a worldwide scale. It's a great big old soap opera being played out with a script. You understand. And when you learn this, it's like, well, what can you trust? Oh, that's easy. None of them. You take what I call eating the chicken, spitting out the bones. You see? Because they got to tell you truth. They got to tell you some truth. And what you got to do is figure out, you got to have some background information to be able to decipher what's truth and what's not. That's just the way it is. That's okay, though. When you have a basic understanding, then you can decipher through what the chicken is and what the bones are and spit out the bones. And this is major news, I'm telling you, on TV that you listen to every day. Sometimes my broadcast, I put together as I go along. Some of it I have prepared, and a lot of it I just kind of put it together as things come to my mind, so to speak. And that's what's going on today. Because I wasn't, and I have massive interruptions. I can't even begin to tell you. People have no idea, and of course you've got your own as well. But I can't begin to tell you how things work. And those of you that have the attacks that you've got going on, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And so, and there's people around you don't. You don't know. They don't know. People don't understand how it's all being brought together. And then when you start doing something right, look out. Cheney's cousin to Bush. They're all cousins. That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard. And sometimes, even though I know it, it just amazes me.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americans, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller, the Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller, the Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller, the Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
You laugh about it because they know. You see? Now, I've tried to present you the past hour and a half the deception of the news, the deception of highest level. And what's really going on in this national news and international news is a bunch of hoopla. On the religious front, it's garbage. The news pattern, the political side, same thing. Because did you all know, were you all aware, that in fact, you see, and I'm sometimes getting to the point here, it takes a little while because I'm starting to put things together as I'm sitting here. You know, I had an idea what I want to do, but God's leading me somewhere else, so I got to get it ready as I go along. You understand? Do you all also understand that the Council of Foreign Relations is a tiny, tiny part? That the Illuminati consists of committees and councils, and under them, for example, in the, you have a banking and money group, religious group, secret societies group, political group, intelligence group, and education group. Now, in the intelligence group, the following work together as all the militaries do at the highest level. So in the intelligence group that works for the Illuminati together, the same agenda is the CIA, the KGB, FBI, NSA, FEMA, British Intelligence, MI5, MI6, Mafia Organized Crime, Drug Cartels, Interpol, Europol, oh heck, MAPOL if it was one, the Communist Party, and Mossad. They all work together, and the Muslim Brotherhood work together. You understand this? Inclusive, BND, which is Germany Intelligence Group, the DGSC, Delta, Golf, Sierra, Echo, FEMA, and ISI, which is Secret Services of Pakistan. They all work together. So this thing about Putin launching an attack and Obama saying things about Putin is an act. It's a script. It's a reality show. It's baloney. And they got more baloney going on than Oscar Myers at their warehouse. You see, the religious groups that work together is the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches. Did you know that the National Council of Churches in the United States has all the religions into it? Used to be called the Federal Council of Churches. Yeah, buddy. And the Federal Council of Churches was in 1936 identified by Naval Intelligence as one of the most subversive organizations in the United States. Uh-oh. And they were also formed by the Rockefellers. Hint, hint. So when they were identified by Naval Intelligence back in 1936 as one of the most subversive groups in America, guess what they did? They changed their name only and just went to the National Council of Churches. They just changed the name from federal to national. The World Parliament of Religions, the New Age Movement, Esotericism, Unity Church, Unitarian, Universalist Church, Baha'i, Temple of Understanding, the Vatican, oh yeah, Opus Dei, Roman Catholic Church, Al-Qaeda, Theosophical Society, Blavatsky, by the way, the Nation of Islam, Hamas and Hezbollah. That's a religious group underneath the Council of Foreign, underneath the Illuminati. They're all together. I got it documented right here. And the politics. All national government leaders, United Nations, ONU, the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, Aspen Institute, Club of Rome, Bohemian Grove, where they murder children, where your national leaders, CEOs, and whatever else, cat, dogs, and possums, whatever, go there to murder children and do their little hanky-panky around in Bohemian Grove. And Alex Jones didn't sneak in. They were giving it to him. Had to have some credibility. NATO, Pilgrim Society, Fabian Society, back in the day of the 1800s, 1700s, was there to take land from the Indians and Mexicans and make sure the white folks stayed in line. The Round Table, I've explained before, the Round Table consisted as a study group, behavior think tank, that consisted of the Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Relations, United Nations, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, and Rolling Institute of National Affairs, and Gorbachev Foundation. It all comes together. Other political groups, European royal families, evil to the core, every single mother son of them. Institut Français de la Nation, that's the Southern French for what I just said. Did you get all that? Family, I'm not even talking about the education group, UNESCO, World Peace Corps, Greenpeace, Lucius Trust, World Goodwill, World Union, Esalen Institute, American Society for Microbiology. There's a whole list of it. I got the whole list. I keep four or five of these diagrams. Secret societies is like 15 or 20 of them. It's unbelievable. And the banking money groups is like 15 or 20. Nobel Foundation, World Trade Organization, World Conservative Bank, blah, blah, blah. Chase Manhattan, so forth and so on. The point is, they're all connected and joined. They're playing a scam on the entire world. How far do I go with this? I wish there's a way to get more information out to people, to just even the ones that's working in alternative news and the ones that's doing for the Christian identity, for the other men, to get out of there because you will be targeted. They're going to target you. They're not going to give you special favor being a Freemason or working for alternative news, working for the CFR. They're not going to help you. They're going to kill you. You understand this? They're using you till they're done with you, and then they kill you. That's a promise. It's a guarantee. It's documented. Well, in the late 1950s, Henry Luce was switched from the world government to oppose communism. He got away from the line to a peaceful coexistence, somewhat of, and world government with communist line and life went back to glorifying the Soviet Union back in those days during World War II. In 1966, of course, Luce, he took a group of about 43 U.S. businessmen and they went behind the Iron Curtain that never was torn down. It was spouted off by Reagan, who was a liar anyway, and Gorbachev and him were friends, so for goodness sakes. It's all a play. They went behind the Iron Curtain to promote aid and trade with the enemy. I've already talked. Oh. No. So in 1966, Henry Luce, took a group of 43 U.S. businessmen behind the Iron Curtain and promoted aid and trade with the enemy. Family, did you all know that we're all aware that in the Vietnam War had a planned defeat? Oh, mercy. Did you all know that in August of 1966, the State Department issued a pamphlet. I'm ticked off right here, right now. I'm ticked off. In August of 1966, the State Department issued a pamphlet entitled The Private Boycotts versus a National Interest. And this pamphlet said, I quote, "All American citizens should know that any American businessman who chooses to engage in peaceful trade with Soviet Union or Eastern European countries to sell the goods he buys is acting within his rights as following the policy of his government. But any organization, however patriotic in intention, that undertakes to boycott, blacklist, or otherwise penalize or attack any American business for engaging in peaceful trade with Eastern European countries of the Soviet Union is acting against the interest of the United States, unquote. In other words, those companies that were patriots as following up with the culture set through by JFK, not LBJ, murderer, but JFK, because JFK, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., and Malcolm X were real politicians for America. Now, I didn't agree with Malcolm X's politics, but that's not the point. He had his heart in the right place. He went over to Saudi Arabia. He said, oh, he found out that Islam, in its raw sense, was a peaceful religion. But the Vatican created the Muslim Brotherhood to the inside. Just like the Vatican created Zionism in 1897 to go after and kill the Jews. I got the quotes from, you know, this is not opinion whatsoever. This is all fact. It's called the dialectic. It's called the fifth column strategy. Judaism, Zionism, is focused on the offspring of Jacob and Isaac, carried all through the generations. Islam is to identify the children of Ishmael, half-brother to Isaac, by the tribe of Dan and the synagogue of Satan to take out the bloodline of Abraham. As a matter of fact, in Africa, women soldiers are going after the Muslims. Hinduism will become a major power of evil. Dalai Lama is sneaking up on you. Hinduism, Buddhism is linked up to the New Age movement. That's the enemy. Family goes back a long, long time ago. But back to what I was talking about. So this State Department boycott is saying we can trade with the Soviet Union in 1966. So Anthony Sutton, in his book, concluded that guns and ammunition, the weapons, the transportation systems that killed Americans in Vietnam came from the American subsidized economy of the Soviet Union. And again, as in Korea, the Soviet Union served as a conduit for some American businessmen to profit. Rockefellers made $200 million in World War I, by the way. But that's not the worst of it. America's official cooperation with Russia and Vietnam is well known, especially by Admiral U.S. Grant Sharp. He said, I quote, "From the beginning, we should have closed the harbor of Haiphong and prevented all the vital imports from reaching the area. Instead, we permitted them to import all the necessities of war without any difficulty whatsoever, despite the fact that we control the seas. This was a great mistake, and of course, and immeasurably increased the casualties that our side incurred." Unquote, Admiral Sharp. And I played before the recording of McNamara and others saying that actually the Gulf of Haiphong, the Gulf of Tompkins was a false flag event in the first place. It's a lie to justify us escalating after Kennedy was going to take us out of Vietnam. LBJ then turned to and allowed the Israelis to attack and murder 30-some-odd Navy men aboard the USS Liberty. The fake Jews, you know, in Israel today. The weary ones I'm talking about. God will replace them with real Jews down the road. Don't worry. The scriptures will come true, and there's not one thing they can do about it. Nothing. Well, one of the most tragic sales of this Russian government back in 1966 was when the U.S. government sent the Soviet Union entire technical specification which they needed to build a glycerol plant. Glycerin, glycerol, boom, boom. You understand? Nitroglycerin. Because glycerol, specifically in Vietnam, glycerol was used as a detonator in booby traps. And that accounted for 50% of all American casualties suffered in Vietnam came from booby traps. And they used it, Agent Orange, to test on the Soviet, on the Vietnamese people, and then to give cancer, literally, to our troops on the long term, which were pretty much pre-baby boomers. And it worked perfectly. So now we know why this Henry Lucci, in 1966, and a group of 43 U.S. businessmen behind the Iron Curtain promoted aid and trade with the enemy. I got it from two or three different sources now. The chairman at Time Incorporated is Andrew Hishko, Council of Foreign Relations member, married to a New York Times heiress. Editor-in-Chief of All Time Incorporated Publications was Hedley Donovan, a Rhodes Scholar, no less, former reporter for the limousine leftist Washington Post. Family, it all comes around. And a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Other CFR members in the Time Incorporated were Vice Chairman Wuerl Larson, Directors John Gardner and Sol Linowitz. I got names, numbers, dates. My, my, my. What a web we weave. Now, other magazines in the CFR was Business Week, Atlantic Monthly, McCall's, World Review, was called Saturday Review of Literature, Scientific American, Christian Science Magazine, and book publishers, CFR, included Macmillan, Random House, Simon & Schuster, McGraw-Hill, Harper, IBM, publishing Xerox, Yale University Press, Harper & Row. Oh, man, sometimes this makes me tired. So given the power of media, hardly surprising then that the Rockefellers generally gets the powder puff treatment in all the media. What it's all about. And you see on this YouTube, those that watch YouTube, you see one of the Rockefellers, David Rockefeller, coming out in a wheelchair. And one of them, this kid's come up, Mr. Rockefeller, you're not going to get away with it. And he starts, you know, getting close to Rockefeller, just waving his hand as he's being pushed in a wheelchair by some. And the guy's getting real close to him. And then the whoever this yeller is, the young kid kind of voice, down with the New World Order, you're not going to get away with it. And he brought his camera with him. And then he sticks his head in the car. Family, that's a setup to make it look like the Rockefellers could be gotten. And this Fulford, he works for the Rockefellers. It's a lie. Fulford is another false flag. He's another, just like practically most of them. Sagami, Fulford, you got to be kidding me. Now, they tell you some chicken, but you got to spit out the bones. Like Lindsey Williams, Terry Jones, and a whole lot of them. family. It's about getting right with Jesus. None of them are going to solve it, and all of them are going to lie to you. It just torques my jaw and curls my toes to see what's going on. The use of psychology and propaganda, or if you will, brainwashing, is not a communist invention. It was developed in the West as the Rockefellers financed Tavistock Institute in England. The communists have used these tools for mind-bending, so have the Rockefellers. Hidden persuaders from Madison Avenue, Rand Corporation, Think Tank of Hudson Institute manipulate public opinion. They refer to it, as I've said before, engineering of consent. That means they're made to think that the manacles that they're slipping on our wrists are love bracelets. So the techniques they've developed in this deception by the Rockefeller Thought Trust was adopted and used more brutally by the communists. And so with money that the Rockefellers gained control of the media, and with the media, the family gained control over the public opinion. And with control over public opinion, they gained control of politics. And with the control of politics, they took control of the nation. Now, that's the outer core of the Illuminati. The inner core, every one of them are Italian or German. Sinclair. But of the main houses, you got the Breakspear, Gaetana, Congi, what else? Orsini, he's a great pope. He controls both popes. There's three popes. Black Pope, Gray Pope, Pepe Orsini, Nicholas, Adolfo Nicholas. And the white pope is Francis. And they're all three Jesuits. Hoo-hoo, you're in a whole lot of trouble. You see? But they lose. They lose. Right now they're playing games on the media. Serious games. The people's lives. Their time's coming. There are articles coming out now, Gaze the Military. You had a report there that it, in fact, is breaking up the military, which is exactly what it's planned to do. Clinton, Obama, all working together. Don't ask, don't tell. Then let them come out. That's all what it's about. To reduce the effectiveness since 1950. Now you see, so it will be easier for us to become the North American continent. They have to do something with the troops that are trained, highly trained, to disable them. And that began in the 1950s. And all those participating have no idea they're being used. Almost none of them. You got colonels coming out now in the open. Here's a colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Air Force, 1991 to 2011, retired F-15 fighter pilot, tours of duty in Iraq, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Kuwait, Afghanistan, 88 combat missions, 400 combat hours, coming out now and saying he's homosexual. So now what happens to the real one? Remember yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, that the sexual assaults, like 15,000 of male-to-male sexual assaults. You're talking about, come on now. Unit cohesiveness? How's that possible? 12,000 female assaults and 15,000 male assaults. 2012. What in the world's going on? Well, we know what's going on. The major effort by the Joint Chief of Staff, your government that's linked up to the Illuminati. And there's no replacing it. the replacement will be just as bad as the ones that's there now. That's what I want to identify for you. But see, they lose. They lose. Now you've got, how about this? You've got this church here, for example. A church called Atlan. Atla, A-T-L-A-H, in Harlem. And TBN, Megachurch Copeland, and no better. They're Freemasons. I played you yesterday what they said Copeland and Joyce Myers said about Jesus. Well, this one called Atlan, World Missionary Church. I'm reading the Marquette. I got the article here. I got the picture in front of my little old eyeballs. And I'm reading the words off the marquee as a picture I've got. And it says, I quote, Jesus would stone homos. And Harlem is a homo-free zone. It gives out scripture. I kid you not. Now, there's something seriously wrong with that. There's something seriously wrong with TBN. With all the Freemasons that are ministers. You can't be a Freemason and a Christian at the same time. It is impossible. Till you renounce a blood oath that you've taken against God and the blood oath that you've taken to lie. That's what it boils down right to. I'm telling you this in love. I'm telling you this because it's true. You got to get out of there. So does God, did Jesus Christ say, quote, Jesus would stone homos on a church marquee? There's a woman taken in the act of adultery in John 8, 3 to 11. The woman's accusers brought her before Jesus, expecting him to renounce judgment upon her. He told them that the one who is without sin should throw the first stone. So one by one, the condemning crowd left. Then Jesus told the woman, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more, as in verse 11. I'm not sure what Bible they're using, Copeland. I'm not sure what Bible they're using at Atla, Manning, I believe, or something. I don't know. They have a Freemason, nice Templar shield in front of the podium. King James Bible, irrefutably, is the only true word of God on the face of this planet, and the oldest book that's ever been written. And you know why? Because the King James Bible, in fact, reflects the true word of God going back to 1604. Then before 1604, it was kept in the Alps in scrolls and manuscripts throughout the quote-unquote Dark Ages. So the Bible they were using, like the Geneva, Matthews, all came from the Roman Catholic doctrine that was translated to English. Paul Erasmus and Tyndale and Wycliffe, they suffered for it, but they brought you English, which is a universal language, by the way. And so this, although corrupted Geneva Bible, although corrupted Matthews, it did not match, doesn't even come close, Calvinist, to the King James Bible. It does not, fact. So it's kept for centuries in the Alps by the Vaudois and the Waldenese. Where'd it come from? Well, it came from Antioch. In the first century, it was collected in Antioch. All the scrolls and copies of scrolls, perfectly translated from the actual disciples and actual prophets. And then the Old Testament, which was the scriptures before Jesus, was a Masoretic text, but only the first five books of the Torah. The rest of the Torah, no, is not God-inspired. It should not be used. King James, a real Christian, never a slave trader, that's a lie. Never a pedophile, that's a lie. And never was a Freemason. They're claiming those three things are lies. They waited to 20 years after he's dead before the cowards started coming out with all this nonsense. So the basis of the King James Bible, the Textus Receptus, goes to Antioch. And Antioch is copies of copies, but perfectly translated because they feared the Lord. So it came from the originals. How were they inspired? By God Almighty himself, walking with Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And who's the creator of this universe? Oh, that be God. And if King James Bible is God's word, God ain't going to change his mind none. He's going to inspire his prophets and disciples. That means that the King James Bible is the oldest book on the face of this planet. Because God is unchanging. He doesn't have a wideness. It's when you take Jesus Christ as Savior is the only way. And that's what the Bible says. Now, if you want to make up your own Bible, go on ahead. You can make up whatever you want to make up. But it ain't going to be right. You can make up nursery goose rhymes if you want to. You can be a goosette. Or gooseyism. Or Elmer Fuddism. Or Elmer Fuddite. Or whatever you want. But don't make it true. The King James stands alone. And Jesus Christ is coming back. But you know what Jesus said? He reminded those religious leaders that they had not come to abolish the law, but Jesus Christ came to fulfill it. Matthew 5, verse 17. And he as God was the author of the law. And the Pharisees focused on the letter of the law, but missed the true spirit of it, which is given in Galatians 5, verse 14. The whole law can be summed up in one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. When Jesus refused to condemn the woman, he was not minimizing the importance of holiness, but he was offering her the same kind of forgiveness he offers every one of us, Acts 3, verse 19. In saying, go and sin no more, Jesus was not speaking of sinless perfection. He was warning against a return to the sinful lifestyle choices. His words both extended mercy, and it also demanded holiness. Because Jesus was always the perfect balance of grace and truth. You'll find it in John 1:14. And with forgiveness comes the expectation that we will not continue in the same path of rebelliousness. And those that know God's love will want to obey him. And that includes all the sins. Homosexuality is not excluding itself is not on its own. It's adultery. It's lying. Taking blood oaths. And that goes into lying. Matthew 5, 33 to 37. Don't tell me no. You better go to the scripture before you make yourself silly. Family, God will take every word from Genesis to Revelation to heart and for us to go by. And Revelation 22, 18 and 19 says specifically, when that finished then, it's done. No more revelation. No more did God speak to man. Speaks to him through the Holy Spirit in the heart, but not audibly. No way possible. Jesus said to Thomas, you believe because you've seen, but blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. That puts the question, how many people he appears to people now, because he appeared to Paul, and Paul's got 12 books in the New Testament Bible, maybe 13 if you count Hebrews. No more apostles. So how can people say, I'm Apostle Tom, or I'm Bishop Tom, or I'm whatever? You can't. And you can't call yourself rabbi neither. Or father. Or master. Because only one in heaven. Only one. And that's Jesus Christ, who is God incarnated human flesh, came to here to be our Savior. But he's coming back. Right now he's the intercessor. The only one, not Mary, not rosary beads, not crosses, not rabbit's foot or whatever, but only by your prayers and maybe fasting. Fasting, he says, when you fast. You say if you did. When you fast, get you closer. That don't mean, well, I'm just not going to do my internet for a while, or I'm not going to fish for a week or something. That ain't fasting. Fasting is not eating. Something is life-sustaining. He died on a cross for you. He took what we should be taking, except we can't come back to life. That's where transhumanism comes from. But they're not going to give it to you, Freemason. They're going to kill you after they're done with you. So then is it true that Jesus would stone homos? You got to be kidding me. There's something dead wrong with that. How come there's not an outcry from his own congregation? Billy Graham says, you don't have to know the name of Jesus. Say, what? What's going on? What's happening here? It's called the beginning of the falling away. That's what it is. Pray for them. Yes, pray for all of them. Pray for yourselves. Pray for your families. Somebody got to speak out. Phelps died, right, from Westboro Baptist Church. As a sacrifice. You know why? Fred Phelps, now he makes the star just like Billy Graham's going to do. Fred Phelps, no funeral for the preacher who picketed so many. He represents all Christians. You're going to say, no, he's not. Well, yeah, he does. In reality, other people looking back are going to say, he, by association, like a talk show host, say, for example, acting crazy, nutty, whatever. Conspiracy theorist epitome, yelling and screaming and throwing things and all this silly nonsense. Then we all are associated in that kind of behavior. Well, I found an article that said Phelps, quote, Phelps hate seen by some as aiding gay rights. You see, Westboro Baptist Church is Illuminati. Notice they're into everything, just like the Muslim Brotherhood. Aha, KKK. Aha, Black Panthers. Aha. You see how they do it? That's exactly how they mess things up. They put a little dot in there to cause trouble. It's called fifth column strategy. Kill from the inside. Well, Phelps had to act like research, Family Research Council, Westboro Baptist Church, Arnold Murray, Christian Identity, Family. I found a link to all of them. James Dobson. They're all linked together. Going to the Council of National Policy. Tea Party. They're all connected. Same names keep popping up. You see? And they're going to try to show how children are being abused. Well, which is the truth, but they want you to see it. And then when they can't find an article, they make one up because they want to sign the International Rights of the Child. International Rights of the Child is administered by the UN. In September, in 1989, it was ratified, but United States didn't sign it. They're trying to get us now to sign it. Hillary Clinton tried to push it through. That's why they had to control education. Also, Common Core. No Child Left Behind, everything they could do to control it. But they had to justify international rights of the child. So they got to have instances that's going to cause it. Well, they'll have a lot of articles on a regular daily basis. Lauren Morris, sentenced to 2 years for having sex with 8-year-old 50 times. Black preschoolers more likely to face suspension. All these keep popping up. They're little articles, but they're put throughout the United States. And it mounts up. And they use these, actually, on the bills as they pass through. They'll take several to justify. You see, it's actually done. student takes razor from classmate, hurting himself. He gets suspended and faces expulsion. That's the article. It's so obvious how they're laying the groundwork. Student takes a razor from a classmate that's cutting himself, right? And then he gets suspended and faces being expulsed. You know, it's all set up. Black preschooler is more likely to face suspension. Respect report. Girl harbored dark secret, fearing she'd be sent away. And then other families are sending back their adopted children because they don't want them. They're overseas. So all this is to bring, it's all designed for brainwashing. It's all designed to bring us under one world government under a malevolent control. See, Jesus Christ is going to have a one world government. But he's a little better than the rest. He's kind of the creator. Family, I got, oh man, I didn't even get to everything I wanted to talk to. I'll do this Monday. I got more. Tonight, Bible study. Woo, where'd the time go? Like, sound like Jerry Clower. Woo, Marcel. Anyway, I'm going to let you all know that we are played up in highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net. John Kirkler. Email us highpointradio@yahoo.com. In New York, Pennsylvania. And New Jersey. We're played up there. And he plays, randomly plays us, our broadcast and Bible study. And I appreciate that. And he's building his network up. One tower each month. I don't know when he's going to stop, but he's been doing it regularly, from what I'm told. And we're played KBLU Radio. KBLU Radio at Blue Raven Network. Yeah, I covered that. And then Monday night, coming up Monday, in addition to my 4 to 6 broadcast, Monday through Friday, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a live broadcast at RevelationRadioNetwork.com. You can go on there and then click the Blog Talk Radio link, and it'll take you to Blog Talk Radio, or you can come to listen to, I always tape it also, on my network, so you can go both places. Archives are available as well. My website is watchmenforjesus.com, and I got archives up there. I keep them up to date, and also send them out. I got to put them on Facebook today, I think. Whoa, I covered a lot of stuff today, and I didn't really cover all I wanted to. A lot more to go. I'll just take it up on Monday. Just keep on going until this Sananda baloney stuff comes about and they start doing the more they're lying. I'm going to sound off for as long as I can. I don't intend on quitting yet till I just keep going till I can't go anymore. I know in Africa they're killing Muslims. I told them, you know, well, as if, you know, people listen, but they're going to target Muslims in Africa. Women are being trained as warriors, Amazon, killing machines. You see, they're taking the women who are subjugated by Islam. Now, you see, that's how it works. It's exactly how it works. There's an article in Newsweek, naturally. Quote, a jihad of her own. More and more women are being recruited as terrorists and joining battles on Syrian's front lines. In Africa, they're going to take the women and subjugate them under Islam, and that's the key they need, and they're training them to be killers. And boy, they won't too bad. Well, there's more to it, because women, and I don't care the way women, male, whatever, but I'm telling you the technique they're using. And then there's going to be emphasis on homosexual and transgender. Women control will accelerate. Islam, superiority over women. Now they're going to use women to kill Muslim men. Their use of children will really tick off a woman. You tick off a woman with the kids, boy, I tell you what, you better not sleep at night. You're trying to link up the plane disappearance to the earthquake that swallowed up the plane stuff. Oh, by the way, I must mention to you, I'll talk about this Monday, remind me. They're releasing felons. I've been saying this all along. Now it's happening. They're starting to release felons nationwide and actually worldwide. They're going to close down the prisons because it's a new age concept. They're going to make marijuana a lesser charge. They're going to make marijuana legal. And then what they'll do, besides the effects of marijuana for the medicating the country, when they make it legalized, that means they're going to release thousands upon thousands of felons. They're going to change their records from murder and all this other into being a lesser than a fist. They will manipulate the records. They will take over as positions of power. It's already been done in 2006. Don't tell me no. They have. In precincts, districts, 175,000 plus will take over the police duties. Hardin, Montana, a Serbian group, took over the sheriff's department there. Serbian coat of arms. The leader was a 15-time felon, loser. Hitler used this plan. The New Age movement uses a plan of using felons as your national security. It is going to happen. Also, they're trained on the multi-jurisdictional task force. It goes back to the 1990s. Because they can't trust American servicemen or cops to fire on American citizens. So they're going to use felons that's obedient to the ones that released them. And the foreign troops that's already here against American citizens. It'd be the fifth time they've tried, but in other times was American troops against American citizens, and they realized it wouldn't work. 1933, 1972, 1962, 1972, 1984. They said, this is not going to work. 1991, they did a questionnaire of 1,000 Marines in 29 Palms, California, and they found out that they really wouldn't fire on American citizens and didn't like the idea of wearing the blue beret. So in 1993, they went ahead and started bringing Chinese and Russian troops inside the United States, and they're here now. Been here before 1999. Started bringing them in 1993. Thanks to Carter and what he signed in 1977, Panama Canal gave the Chinese access to the North American continent. Billy Bob Clinton turned over Costco to Long Beach Naval Base. Costco helped bring in military equipment for the Chinese from California. Carter and Clinton working together, two globalists, evil to the absolute core, allowing Chinese troops to come in. In the United States, you have 257 foreign trade zones, sovereign Chinese territory in the United States. 257. Divide 50 and 257. Where's Ron Paul talking about that? Rand Paul, whatever. Where's the rest of them? Sheriff Arpaio, huh? What are they talking about? Why is these foreign trade zones doing here? Nobody's saying a word about Chinese foreign sovereign territory in our country. Not one of them is saying one word about it because they're all in on it. Doggone it. Nobody's talking about this. Doggone it. And you know the clergymen trained by FEMA are encouraging signing up for the health care bill. Health care bill, like John MacArthur, is trying to get people to take the mark of the beast, the chip, the tattoo that I've been telling you all about. So the clergymen, family, it's happening. I've been talking about this for years. Now they're doing it. Health care bill is a sneaky way of getting people to take that microchip. That is the mark of the beast. It's going to be a tattoo. Permanent tattoo that they're going to place on, like, you know, when they put on the face thing or whatever, and you peel it off and all that sort of thing. Walmart's been working on the technology for the longest time in their machines and their stores. I don't know. I just threw a lot of stuff at you here all of a sudden. Okay. Family, they lose, though. That's the point I want to make to you. But y'all be ready. Y'all be ready. We'll cover a lot more Monday. Keep going, man. Russian article from 2008. Obama will trigger World War III, starting from the Crimean Peninsula. Shall I read that again? Russian article, 2008. Obama will trigger World War III. Oh, I thought it was Wesley Clark in 1999. Uh-huh. If at once you don't succeed, try again. Well, family, we're closer to seeing our King, Jesus Christ, than you can even imagine. They've lost this battle already. We're counting the casualties of those by these fraudulent preachers that's not preaching the true word of God to their congregations and still standing up there preaching politics. Chuck Baldwin and all the rest of them. They got no business talking about politics. They got all the business in the world to preach the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to their congregation. But they're not doing it because they're frauds. Family, identify. Get away. Pray for them, but get moving. Witness to your family. Witness to your friends. Witness to those divine appointments about the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Repenting of sins. Let the Holy Spirit work and move on. Well, family, y'all have a good night now and have a good, great weekend. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. I'm going to hit the ground running. And know that he's alive and he's coming back, family. He's on the way back, and here we go. Y'all have a great weekend. This is the Watchman for Jesus signing off. And God bless. Good night. God bless. Have a great weekend. Jesus Christ is coming back soon. Signing off.